Hey everybody, and welcome to another reviews on the twos or
Whenever
whenever
it
we
drops.
decide. The reviews.
The reviews.
I'm Jeremy, your host, aka the big boy, and with me is my right hand man, my brother, my partner in crime, Jason Sanchez Bukowski. Bro, how's it going?
Good. I'm looking forward to this review. It's got one of my favorite, well, two of my favorite songs we've gotten in the last couple of years, honestly.
Yep. So we're going to review the newest album from our brothers in Behold the Beloved. This one is called Harsh Realities.
Yes.
And this one came out, I want to say right before KCF.
Yes.
I got the copy on, you know, KCF and got to see them perform some of those songs. But bro, I'm interested to hear your take of the album.
I love the mood of this album. It does have some dark stuff on there, like dark themes, not necessarily
Right.
music's dark, but dark themes.
Right, dark themes, yep.
But then they have some full, just some fun type of music. Like, okay, so when I say dark, I'm talking like Toxic Lullabies, like dark theme. Like it really is where they're talking. We actually did a review of it
Yep.
back, when the single came out. And like that is probably one of my favorite songs that Behold the Beloved has done. Like, fantastic song. Now, I am a hockey nerd, so when they released Power Play, I was like, oh, love this song. Like, you can hear it play it in stadiums. Like, love this song. But the best thing about this whole record is everything is focused on Christ. I mean, from Dear Martyr to Gratitude, everything is Christ focused. Like, you can hear the gospel throughout the whole thing. Even the hockey based Power Play, Christ is just clear as day throughout the
Well,
entire
yeah.
song. Like, these guys have spun a wonderful CD musically. This is probably their best release. Like, seriously, and
Agreed.
they've got a lot of great songs over the years. Great songs. Abandoned Ship, fantastic. Like, I'm looking at my YouTube here, or my YouTube, my iTunes. No Surrender CD. They had Abandoned Ship, Come Alive, Trenches. They did that cover of Oceans. Like, everything that they have done, fantastic.
Yep.
But this, in all honesty, is probably the best release that they've done. They've grown every single time, musically, lyrically, vocally. Everything is just top notch. What did you think?
I agree. Like, my favorite songs on the album would have to be Am I Broken? The one that they did with John Micah from Cutlass.
Yep.
And their cover of Gratitude, the Brandon Lake song.
Yep.
Personally, I think their version is better than Brandon Lake's. I'm
Agreed.
biased. I like harder edge stuff, but I also love what they did on the bridge to that song, the layered vocals,
Yep.
that added a really cool element to that song.
Yeah, for sure. Loved it.
The one that gets me most, I think, would have to be Am I Broken? You know, that speaks directly to our sin nature and how God redeems us. You know, like, you screwed up. Oh, am I broken? Am I, or, somebody who's battling depression. What's wrong with me? Am I broken in my mind? And it goes and points you back to Christ. Like, no, this is what God's saying to you. This is God saying, no, you're not broken. Let me fix you. You know, just a very solid album. It's definitely up there in my top 10. I would probably say, probably two or three, number two or three for the year. Like, very solid.
Absolutely. Like, I don't think we could ask for a better release. I mean,
No.
I want to say from them, but I think from anybody, like, they definitely put the effort into this.
Well, and the cool thing is like the vocals were produced by Josiah Prince from Disciple. He didn't do the music end. He did more of Sean singing, or just the vocals in general. So it you could definitely tell they stepped up the production level on this album, and it shows. It shows that they're stepping outside their box and really, and you talked about Power Play, and that's a great song too. The video was pretty awesome for it too. I don't know if you've seen the video.
I have not. No,
Go watch the video. You'll fall in love with it.
okay.
So,
I'll
other
go
than
check
that,
it out.
it's a go buy the album, go see them live. I know they're doing a couple big festivals, and they're another one that are fantastic people. We know them pretty well, and
Yes, we
Sean
do.
and the guys, and just absolutely love them. Like any chance I can get to hang out with them and Jason, you need to come to KCF next year so you can
Listen,
hang. Oh,
quit giving me grief about that.
I'm not gonna get. But no, I mean that's all I got.
That,
It's a
yeah,
very powerful album.
for sure. Love it. So go out and pick it up for sure. All right. So, like I said, go out and pick it up. Fantastic release from these guys. This has to be a contender for the number one album of the year on rock for him, I think. Honestly, there's a lot of
Absolutely.
contenders, but this one is definitely up there. So go out and pick it up. And remember, if you're gonna rock, rock for him.